In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're going to talk about 10 tips to change your life. If that sounds interesting to you, stick around. A lot of good stuff to share with you. And as usual, I'm also giving away a free hypnosis guide and some other stuff. Catch up with me, get some information on what's going on, and stick around. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright. Originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan, he has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is happening, people? This is David Wright, and we are back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Those of you listening, I appreciate it. Those of you on Facebook Live, thanks for checking in, even though you may not have checked in yet. But yeah, we're on Facebook Live if you want to jump in. So yeah, I appreciate everybody being here. And we're back. We're in the Podcast Detroit Southfield Studios, yes. Our second time in the new digs. I'm digging it.
Yes,
sounds
you are.
Great in here, by the way.
Thank you.
Great sound.
Hey, what are you doing on the screen over there, Dave?
I'm having a drink. We have a second monitor for those of you who can't see, and it's frozen with me taking a drink. So
I'm just gonna
which
fix
is not
that.
Bad. That's fine.
I'll fix that.
Yeah. It'll be there. With me is Matt Fox.
Pushing buttons.
Yep, he's helping out.
Making the magic happen after the magic failed to happen.
Yeah, it's technology, the bane of our existence at times, but necessary evils. So let me tell you, folks, where you can find me. My website is MotorCityHypnotist.com. On there, you'll find all kinds of cool stuff. I'm adding, actually, I've been working on that for last week or so, trying to add some stuff, rearrange, just do some updates. So keep an eye on that. Check in and look at the cool stuff. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube at Motor City Hypnotist and on Twitter and Instagram at Motor City Hypno. And that's HYPNO.
Nice.
And as usual, I'm giving away a free hypnosis guide. And I'm thinking about adding another something else. I'll do this. If you guys want to comment in social media, comment on my Facebook page, Motor City Hypnotist, and tell me what you want for free. Like, I'll give away a hypnosis MP3 recording.
I almost went down a different path.
Well, sure. What, like $10,000?
Oh, keep going.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. That would be very, very difficult.
Yeah, explain that to your bride.
Yeah.
Oh! Great Odin's raven.
She'd be like, where's that money?
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Yeah, we'd be yelling about something.
You're killing me, Smalls.
So yeah, just let me know if you're interested in maybe a non-smoke or a smoking cessation MP3 or something to focus on anxiety or whatever. Throw it out there. We'll I'll throw it in the show notes so you can download that. As usual, today's episode, at least lately, is brought to you by the Motor City Hypnotist Academy, Hypnosis Academy. Earn your hypnosis and certification in my live training happening August 26th to the 30th, 2021. That's less than a month from now, the end of August. It will be taking place here in Detroit area, Romulus to be specific, a hotel right by the airport, the Sheraton Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the show notes. You can go to the link that takes you to a sales page with all of the information regarding this training. So long story short, you come to my training and in 5 days you leave as a certified hypnotist and you can start seeing clients on your own, seeing clients and maybe you want to get into the entertainment side of things. We're also doing a probably a half a day as kind of an intro to that. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on the stage side, but it might be something you'd be interested in.
I was actually kind of curious about how to volunteer to be hypnotized.
Yes, for the training.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. At some point, I will have some information out there, either through the podcast, that will be one route, mm-hmm. and through social media. And I'll be reaching out to all of my Facebook peeps, whoever I know there. Because at the training, you're going to be actually hypnotizing real volunteers, as opposed to a lot of the online trainings you see that are just you watching videos and hoping it works. Honestly, that breaks down to that. Because without somebody watching and guiding you and watching you do it live with real people,
right.
It's almost like saying, I'm going to learn to be a mechanic by watching a YouTube video.
I want to be a magician.
Or a magician. That's another one.
I'm going to watch a YouTube video.
Now, you can learn a couple tricks.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. With hypnosis, there's a process, and you could probably pick up a couple of things. But to really be confident and secure and know what you're doing, especially if you're going to be working with clients, you have to do it in person. It's the only way to learn. And to be certified, especially, you need to have in-person training. So, yeah, take a look in the show notes to that link, and it will take you to the page with all of that information. So again, thanks, folks, for checking in. I had a little break, so if you missed an episode here, we're back on schedule. So they do drop every Tuesday, Thursday, so keep looking for those. If you're here on Facebook Live, sorry we missed you last Friday evening, because Friday is our typical recording day, but things come up. Things happen sometimes.
You know, sometimes just to kind of wet the whistle, it's nice to take a day off, a week off,
yep.
just to kind of recenter yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been going at a really great clip every Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's okay to take a break.
Absolutely.
Folks will just drive themselves into the ground, won't they?
Well, and interesting you say that because, and I'll mention this, and it'll lead right into my book.
Oh, there
because
you go.
There's a whole section in the book about type A personalities. And not that that's bad or good, but the typical, the type A personalities, they're mm-hmm. driven.
Yep.
They don't sleep. They're constantly on the go. They work 24 hours a day. And studies have shown that type A personalities have higher incidences of strokes, heart attacks, cholesterol issues,
yeah.
other physical symptoms. It's really that studies have shown that. So you have to take care of yourself and you need downtime.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
I tell this to clients all the time. I'm like, listen, I understand you have a family and kids and work and things to do and
yeah.
pets and everything else that's involved with your life, but you need to take 15 minutes out of your day
mm-hmm.
and just hide somewhere by yourself. Do it, if you want to read, do that. If you want to take a bath, if you want to you need some time just for yourself. To not think, not have to interact, not have to do anything.
See, I'm the type of person,
yeah.
I have to prepare for that. So if I'm going to take a bath, I need to prep. I need to make sure I got all the things. I have to
prep all of your, stuff
salts,
around you. Yeah.
I need to effervescent, okay?
Yeah.
I need to effervesce somewhere.
Get a wiper table with this little, it's not even wet.
I want to effervesce. I got to get prepared for that,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, sometimes you should do that. I rarely take a bath per se, but yeah, that's something you should do. Drop in the bath salts, get some scent candles going, just a relaxation.
Little Enya escape time. In the background.
Yeah, playing little soft music.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Friends lately.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and Matthew Perry's character Chandler,
mm-hmm.
he and his wife Monica.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Yep.
He kept stealing the bath from her because it would just relax him.
So he kept taking her space.
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome. I'm not a big Friends fan, but I know of the show, but I've never kept up with it. But.
No worries.
So anyway, in my book. Speaking of the book, let's move on to that because I have some updates for you.
Please.
It's been with my editor. My editing is done. My formatter has it. My formatting is done.
Mm.
So now it is a process now of issuing my ISBN numbers. And people who are out there, you probably like, what are you talking about? Doesn't matter.
ISBN.
It's an ISBN number. It's
okay.
it's an identifier for publications. Every book has an ISBN number.
Got it.
So it's assigning those and getting them sent out to Amazon.
Very
for
cool.
production. So fingers crossed, this could be done in a couple of weeks.
I am got my fingers crossed, my toes are crossed, my eyes are crossed. Yeah.
So I'm unless I mess something up.
You have a brain like a chicken.
It should be out within a couple weeks.
Nice.
So yeah, that's the update on the book, because I know I've mentioned this for a couple of months now, so just so you guys are aware, wasn't making that story up.
May I just compliment you on your attire this evening?
You like my tiger shirt?
Yeah, it's one hell of an all-star jersey.
Yep, for those of you who can't see and you're listening to audio, I'm wearing the Detroit Tigers all-star jersey from this year.
That is a hell of a jersey. Mm-hmm. I would wear that to work and get in trouble.
I really like how they did it. And again, those of you on Facebook or watching this after the fact, I can show you. You know, if you watch the All-Star game, you can see it has the Tiger logo with the DET right down the strip here.
That's awesome.
They got the flag patch on this side, the All-Star patch on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw the jerseys, I'm like, I have a couple jerseys at home. I'm not like, I don't have like a closet full or anything, but I have my regular Tigers jersey that I wear when I go to a game or whatever. But I'm like, I really love these All-Star jerseys. I'm getting one. So
there you go.
There you go. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You know, looks nice. I'm cool.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Oh, there we go. So it is time, folks, for
That's How Winning Is Done.
All right, what do we got?
It's a cool story.
It's been a couple weeks. I've been itching for a good news story.
This is a good news story. It's a feel-good story.
All right.
So in Chandler, Arizona, which is where the story comes from, Doug is a loyal customer at Arby's restaurant.
Okay.
So Doug, actually, he's the most loyal customer they have there. Doug is a 97-year-old World War II veteran and has long loved the famous roast beef sandwiches on which the chain has built its reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Doug comes in every single day to enjoy a meal with his favorite sandwich. He almost always orders a Swiss cheese-filled roast beef slider and a Coke with no ice. The staff members there have memorized that as his usual.
Mm-hmm.
After quite a while, one of the employees, Travis Coy, wanted to know more about this elderly man and why he had such a fascination with the food they serve there.
Okay.
So he asked him why he keeps coming there, why that location. Doug replied saying, "This is the only place I can get a sandwich or get anything else to eat that doesn't hurt my stomach."
He must have some special
roast beef there.
He must have an iron stomach too.
Actually, it may be closer to the truth that he likes the sandwich so much that he stopped looking for alternatives. The story Doug lives in a nearby retirement home, but always makes sure to get his daily meal at Arby's, and he has his own favorite table where he enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
The staff tend to treat him much like family as possible, and staff members go out of their way to make him comfortable, says the manager there, Christina Garnage. He comes in with a walker. As soon as we see him come to the doors, we try to grab the doors for him. He's gone through a lot being a veteran, coming in, being in a retirement home, but he doesn't have family.
Hmm.
Doug is such a loyal customer and a really good guy that one day the staff pitched in and got him a $200 gift card.
Wow.
He thought at first they were joking, but it was definitely real, and Doug told them, "Thank you. I never know if I'll be here the next day, but I thank you so much for this." Well, you know,
he's
nice
keeping
old guy.
It real.
Yes,
he's keeping
he is.
It real.
Yeah, he is. So here's the big thing.
All right.
After Doug's story made national news, Arby's gave him the chain, the corporate Arby's gave him something else.
Okay.
Food for life. Free food for the rest of his life. Which might be a day, might be 10 years. Who knows?
And that's exactly what went through my head. I'm like, "You're a little late to the party, pal."
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but you don't know how long it's going to last. But
Jesus.
What in blazes are you talking about?
So it's a nice story, but it also is a little humorous, I have to say, because... Yeah, here's some free Arby's for the rest of your life. We're great, you know.
I don't mean to laugh.
We might only have to pay for 20 meals.
It's a touching story.
It really is.
You know, the staff stepped up, and you know they're making 15, 17 bucks an hour. They can afford, you know, to help, you know, garner a $200 gift card.
Yeah, and they gave him a gift card, which again, they're working minimum wage, I'm sure. So
wow.
But anyway, 97-year-old Doug, the World War II veteran. Yes, free food from Arby's for the rest of his life, and hopefully he lives long. Hopefully he lives. I hope this dude lives another 20 years to get us free food.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Go for it.
Yeah, we hope so. So anyway, I guess Doug and Arby's winner of the week.
How winning is done.
I gotta tell you, Alan. Yeah. Alan did check in. He said,
"Oh, he did check in."
He said, "Happy Friday, gents! Can't wait to read your book. Congrats again, and
thanks,
enjoy
Alan.
The weekend." You know what? How much rain has it been in your basement over the past month and a half?
In my basement.
Yeah. Oh, just how many folks have you been hearing that they've got water in their
tons.
Basement?
Yeah. Yes.
So hopefully
tons of stuff.
Yeah. So hopefully we have some rain-free days coming up ahead.
Yep.
So.
Hopefully so. Yep. Alan, thanks for checking in as always. Thanks for being here, and yeah, hopefully I'll let you know as soon as the book is out.
Yep, I'm sure we will.
I'm going to send Alan a copy. I'm just going to give him one.
Aw,
because he's always listening.
He's always chiming in. He loves what you do. He really does.
He's our number one fan.
Oh, good for you,
Alan. Please don't hobble me, please. That'd be amazing.
It's funny. I don't know if you. I don't know if it was on my. I don't know if it was on my personal page or my. I can tell. I can because Alan won't mind. He says he put something in there about being a number one fan, but he put a picture of Kathy Bates' face. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's perfect.
I love the and not to go off. I just want Family
go
Guy,
off on a tangent.
Family Guy did a special Stephen King episode.
Oh, you're kidding?
No,
was it recently or no?
It's a few years old.
Okay,
but they actually spoofed that movie with Stewie being the writer's number one fan, portrayed by Brian the dog. Oh,
yep.
It's really fun to watch.
Okay, I'll have to look for that because if they're spoofing Stephen King, I'm in for it. That's absolutely right.
So, yep, Stephen King, we'll see you in court.
Well, they spoof everyone.
They
it's pretty much one of those things.
Nice. Yeah. So what are we going to get into?
So we're talking about 10 tips to change your life. Now this sounds trite and cliche, but these are things that, honestly, this is a lot of things I work with my clients with when they come in to see me. You know, they might be suffering from depression. They might be suffering with anxiety. They might just be, you know, out of whack or overwhelmed or stressed out. And, you know, we were just talking earlier just about having time for yourself.
Yeah.
Right in the intro or right afterwards. Mm-hmm. You have to have your own time. You can't spend all of your time working outward towards taking care of everyone else and doing things for everyone else and doing things that have to be done. You have to have some time for yourself.
Yes.
So a lot of these things that I'm going to share with you are things I work with clients on every day. And here's the problem. A lot of these things make sense. And when I say them, when I tell you guys what they are, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. You're right. But why don't we do them?
Okay.
That's the big
thing. Is it just common sense thinking? Or?
I mean, sometimes it is. But sometimes it's things you're like, well, yeah, that makes sense. I should probably do that. But maybe you hadn't thought about it.
Fair.
Or maybe it's not something you practice, so it's just not in the forefront of your mind.
Got it.
So we're going to start out with one. And this is not uncommon. And I'll tell you somebody who really, one of the most famous examples of somebody who promotes this. But one is change your physical state. So a lot of my clients, they come in, I'll make up a name. Say her name is Jill.
Okay.
You know, Jill comes in and she's depressed and she says to me, I just can't get out of bed. You know, I force myself to get up at 11 a.m., you know, just because, you know, I just feel like I have to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back to bed at noon and sleep for another couple hours. And then, you know, I have to be up in the evening because that's when my husband gets home and
Jack.
I have to get things ready or do something. And
yeah, Jack gets home from work.
Yeah, Jack. Jill and Jack. Yeah, absolutely. So, and this happens quite often that I'll say, okay, here's the thing. You have to change your physical state. Lying in bed only compounds your lack of motivation. This sounds counterintuitive, but I say, you need to set an alarm and don't think about it. Get up. As soon as it rings, just get up out of bed and do something physical, whether it's walking, whether it's jogging or yogging, as Will Ferrell would say.
Yogging.
or jumping jacks or, you know, it doesn't even have to be anything that intensive. It's just movement.
Yeah.
It's movement of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Robbins is the example I'm going to give. If anybody's ever been to one of his conferences, and I don't know if he does this at every one. The one I was at, he did this. You know, he said, okay, I'm looking around the room here, and I'm seeing everybody's sitting in these nice, comfy theater seats, mm-hmm. and everybody's slouched back, and legs are up, and everybody's relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's not a good posture to be energetic with. Mm-hmm. It's not a good posture to be positive with. So he makes everybody get up, stand on their feet, start clapping, mm-hmm. and then just give a, well, as Dead Poets Society would call it, mm-hmm. a mighty yop.
Yeah. You're
right. He says, Just yell and pump your fist. And I think, forgive me if I get the term wrong, it's something about your power move.
Oh.
I think is what's referred to. And I could be wrong on that. But it's impossible to feel bad when you're in physical motion, unless
right.
you're in pain for some reason. We're taking
right.
that out. But so if you're feeling down, you have to change your physical state. That's the first thing you do, because you know your mind is not cooperating. We know that for a fact, because that's why people are depressed and that's why they can't get moving.
Yes.
So the big thing is you change your physical state. So, and here's the other thing that you can do. And this goes into the hypnosis realm a bit, is that we want to anchor these feelings. So once you get up and you get moving and you're feeling good, because now your heart's
mm-hmm.
pumping,
mm-hmm.
you're feeling energetic because you're moving,
mm-hmm.
you know, close your eyes and think of a color. Whatever it is, could be your favorite color, it could be any color, but close your eyes and just picture a color in your mind as vividly and clearly as you can. And then another common anchoring tool that we use is taking your thumb and forefinger and just pinching it together, just putting pressure on it.
I'm doing that.
Either hand, doesn't matter, or both,
okay.
You know. And that's like a physical anchor. So while you're feeling good, picture that color, squeeze your thumb and forefinger together so that later on, and as you do this, these anchors become triggers now for you to feel good.
Oh, okay.
So let's say that you know, you might be lying in bed and you're having trouble. You picture your color and do that pressure with your thumb and forefinger, use that anchor. The more you do it, the more it's just going to trigger you feeling
right.
good.
It's like a refocus technique.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just refocusing your mind, and when we talk about anchors, it's just putting that thought in your subconscious so that it becomes automatic,
huh.
so that you can just trigger it with a vision as far as seeing a color, touch, which is your thumb and forefinger putting pressure. There are physical anchors.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it with scents, things that's a smell, and this goes all back to the stories. You probably know what I'm going to say. When you walk into a house and you smell fresh baked bread
bacon.
Or
bacon
or cookies, something that you love, it always brings a memory back of either your mother probably
mm-hmm.
or grandmother or somebody in your life that cooked for you at some point.
Right.
Because these are imprinted memories and they bring back feelings.
That's called the ratatouille effect.
Yeah. That's a ratatouille effect. So these anchoring techniques will help you to almost get to the point where you can just kind of turn it on and off automatically. Now, most of the time you want to keep it on because it's just going to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back to the number one, change your physical state. You have to get moving.
I like that.
Do something. And it doesn't matter. And let me refocus on that for just a minute. When people say, you know, I don't have time to work out for an hour. That's not, you know, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go lift 100 pounds, you know, 50 times or go run 3 miles. You know,
yeah.
Movement for 3 minutes
mm-hmm.
is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can make 3 minutes in their day.
You're not wrong.
As much as we say that we don't have time for things, anyone can make 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 2 minutes, whatever it is for you. That time, to be blunt, we piss away so much time in a day
doing useless things. We kind of do.
I'm glad there's not a clock total on my YouTube, because I know there would be a lot of wasted time there. That would be
you've spent 20 years looking at YouTube.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. That would depress me if I saw that.
Yeah,
which could be the case.
You know, it's just like, you know what? Replace that with sleep, and you're good.
Right. Somewhat. So again, one is change your physical state.
Okay.
Two is change your environment.
Okay.
So again, we talk about people being stuck in ruts or feeling overwhelmed or feeling stressed. And really, most of the time, you have two environments, your work environment, your home environment. Those are the two places you see most often during your typical week.
Okay.
And being in that environment over and over again, it just lends itself to being habitual.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same place. It's the same routine. It's the same things I have to do. It's the same feelings that now happen.
Just so you know, and yes. Speaking of that,
yeah,
your bride chimed in. Oh. She says hi.
Oh, Kendra's on. Yes, thanks so much. She's actually in she's in Grand Rapids right now.
Awesome.
Because we're going for a family reunion tomorrow, and she got a head start because she took food.
Yeah. Oh, sorry to take you off
topic.
No,
no. And I have to give her a compliment. Speaking of cooking, she just made kielbasa and goumkis over the last couple of days to take to the family reunion.
Nice.
Yeah. So two, change your environment. So we talk about being in the same environment over and over again. It's either work or it's home. And even at home, even though it's kind of supposed to be our, what do they call it for men? It's their place of sanctuary or
their man
castle
cave.
Or their, you know, whatever it's you want to call
cave.
It.
Man cave.
And maybe there's a place at home that you can escape to. Like, again, a lot of people have their own rooms, even if they're married and have families. Like, I know, well, my son works out in the basement, but a lot of times I'll go in the basement because I have some tools down there and I can putz around and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is if you're feeling like you need something, if you're feeling stuck, or if you're feeling depressed or down or anxious or whatever you're feeling that you feel like is negative, change your environment. Go somewhere different. Mm-hmm. Go out.
Yeah. Change the set. Change it
drive.
Up. Yeah.
Take a drive for 15 minutes. It's just getting out of your usual routine of being in those same two places over and over again.
So let me throw this at you, if I could, Dave. So
absolutely.
You go all across the country and you do shows,
mm-hmm.
right? It takes you out of your element as far as you being in a familiar place. So
right.
You're going to these unfamiliar places,
uh-huh.
but you still have your cadence, for a lack of a better term,
right?
That still keeps you grounded because you don't know where you are and you're talking to complete strangers.
Well, and you know, being a DJ,
yeah.
you walk into a place, you've never performed for these people before.
Correct.
You don't know what their response mm-hmm. might be. So there's some, and I imagine for some people that sounds like, holy crap, that's scary.
Well, yeah.
But in a way,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah.
It is having that challenge like, oh, this is, I don't know how this is going to go.
You pray to God, you know, that everything
it
goes
might be good.
Properly.
It might
know?
Be a shit show. I mean, you just don't know.
It's like,
oh,
honestly.
Great Odin's raven.
But that's the challenge. That's kind of getting out. And we're going to come to something later on that.
Okay.
We're going to come back to that.
All right, fair.
So yes, change your environment.
Okay.
We're going to move on to number three
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of next episode.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't think we can do it in the next couple of moments?
We're going to make it a part two.
All right.
Because I want to spend time and I don't want to short any of these because they're all good.
Fair.
Give me a moment to clear my throat. So yeah, we're going to continue on with 10 tips to change your life, part two on next episode. If you're on Facebook Live, stay with us. We're going to roll right into recording the next episode.
Correct.
If you're listening to audio on whoever your podcast provider is, which by the way, whoever you're using, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Audacity,
yeah. Click, like,
Odyssey,
yeah.
Buzzsprout, whatever. There's millions of them.
Twitch.
Wherever you're listening, please subscribe, follow, accept, whatever
collect.
You have to do
yes.
to make it legal for yourself
yeah.
to get my show, okay? and leave a review. That would be very, very, very helpful for me because then other people will see it.
Fair.
So, yeah, wherever you're listening, do that. So if you're listening to audio, you might be able to hop into the next episode or you may have to wait for it to drop, depending
yep.
on when you're listening.
Correct. Because they listen to it yep. whenever, wherever,
absolutely.
However.
Yep. So those of you on Facebook Live, stick around. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We'll see you next time.